Hello, and welcome to episode one of Reboot Your Business podcast. Firstly, I just want to say thank you to anybody who's came to listen to episode one, and hopefully you all stay around, stick around and listen to future episodes. This one, I'm just really going to introduce myself, tell you a bit about myself, all about where I started in business, how I got into business, etc. And then obviously we'll take it from there. So my name's Aileen and I am sole owner of the Reboot Sanctuary, which is all about counselling, coaching. We do wellness coaching, life coaching, business coaching, counselling for all different sort of forms of mental health issues, and a lot more, but we'll get into that in later episodes. I am based in Glasgow, just in case you can't tell from my dulcet tones, although I do help people, can help people worldwide, which is the beauty of the internet, isn't it? Anybody in business will tell you that the internet has given businesses the ability to be seen worldwide, whether it be on social media or websites, etc. Anyway, that's a wee bit of that. So yes, my name's Aileen. I have my own business. So this is episode one of Reboot Your Business podcast. I've got so many businesses and podcasts, etc., that I've got Reboot in them. I might get confused and I might need to backtrack every now and again, but bear with me. I'm also at a certain age when my memory might lapse and I might have a wee few quiet moments, but don't worry about it. We find our words eventually. Yes, as I said, this is Reboot Your Business. I also have Reboot Your Thoughts podcast. That started the beginning of last summer, kind of May, June last year. And that was initially going to be everything that we do at the Reboot Sanctuary. But as it went along, I thought, you know what, I'm going to separate information to do with mental health and information to do with business. The reason I was doing that is both sectors have their own huge amount of information that needs to be given out or can be given out. And some people that are interested in mental health or want to hear more about mental health may not want to hear about business, and vice versa. So at the end of last year, at the end of 2024, I decided, you know what, I will bring another podcast, because as we all know, when we're in business, what's just another ball to juggle? Who can agree? So I decided that I was going to bring out the business podcast, and was supposed to come out, when was it initially meant to come out? It was either the end of, I think it was the 20th of January we were initially going to bring it out. But Aileen being Aileen decided, do you know what? Why just bring out a new podcast? Why not also have a whole revamp of your business? So I decided to give my business, The Reboot Sanctuary, a whole makeover. Change my logo. The name all stayed the same, everything we were doing stayed the same. We just done a few wee tweaks, and there's still a few tweaks going on the website just now, but we'll go into that again later on. So what we're going to do within this podcast, basically as it says in the tin, it's going to be informative to do with business. If you are interested in business, thinking of starting a business but not sure whether you're ready to take the leap, are you already in business, or just have you just started your own business? Are you looking to start up a franchise or invest in a franchise, should I say, sorry? Have you been in business for years and you're struggling to get your employees motivated and getting the best out of your employees? Or something that a lot of people don't see as business but is in inverted commas, influencers. That can be the influencer, as they are their own business, but they can also help businesses. So we will go into that in depth later on as well, how you can both help each other. So let's start. Where do we start? What got me interested in business? As a teenager, I always liked numbers and figures and everything else. And I don't mean figures as in body, I mean on paper. I took accounts at school, was really interested in accounting, anything to do with kind of the background side of business, if that makes sense. All that really interested me. And then when I was about 15, 16, 17, something like that, I can't remember exactly what age, I said to my mum and dad, I really want to start my own business. And I knew exactly what I wanted at the time, but I was far too young. I wanted my own cafe bar. I had it all planned in my head. I had the layout planned. I had everything planned. So then once I turned 18, and obviously, as the years go on and you look back, you realise that would never have happened anyway. You wouldn't get licensing, etc. at 18-year-old. I don't think anyway. Not in Glasgow anyhow. For any kind of bar. So anyway, we went to the bank. I didn't know much about how you go about getting finance for business, etc. And the bank manager, she was really, really nice, gave me so much help, advice, information to go away and think over. Anyway, fast forward a couple of years, I ended up becoming a mum, a single parent, and mum life took over. Which happens to most of us, whether you're a mum or a dad or whatever you may be, foster parent. Life takes over sometimes, family life takes over, and things have to go in the back burner. So that's exactly what happened to me. Life got put in the back burner for a few years, then my mental health took a dip, and that took over my life as well. Hence why I am so involved in trying to help people's mental health. And then I had my second child. After about 2 years, I think. So I think my youngest son was probably about 18 months, just 20 months. It wasn't quite 2 yet. I signed up to become a party planner for a certain over 18s party. Business. How do we describe it without getting... I always get confused with the whole what YouTube and things like that allow you to see and what, because when you're on social media, there's certain platforms you're allowed to see certain things and other things. So anyway, I went and worked for Anne Summers, and I was there for a couple of years. Worked my way up to management, had my own teams, then they had their own teams, and before you know it, you've got all these ladies that you're trying to manage at the one time as well as do your own work. Now, when you become a party planner with Anne Summers or any kind of business like that, you are self-employed. You are essentially running your own business. So that's when I got my first kind of taste of having my own business. And I absolutely loved it. Loved every minute of it. Obviously, there was good days, there was bad days, because we all know in business, it's all about money and customers and whatever else. So I got my first taste of it then, and I just thrived, flew through, got promoted very, very quickly, myself and a few other girls, and we just loved it, absolutely loved it. But then again, family life took over and I had to put that in the back burner at the time. Which was upsetting because I did love it so much. And as we know, when you are a parent, especially a single parent, I think, it's a bit harder to try and balance the working hours when it's just you and you're trying to figure out a way of fitting in work and kids. So working for yourself, putting your own hours, can work in that sense. But then when it comes to the financial side of it, is it always beneficial? You've got to wait up for yourself. So that was my first taster. And then, again, mental health took over. And we went on, we got jobs. We went back into employment. and it just was not for me. Not being an employee. I love being an employee. I loved all the jobs I've ever had. I've never had a job where I would say I absolutely hated it. Obviously, you can't be 100% satisfied with any job you've got, but I would never say there was any job that I've regretted, which is a bonus because I don't think everybody can say that. So that was fine. Then in 2012, I think it was, I said, you know what? If I want to start up my own business, I have to do it now. So I was, oh goodness, what age? Early 30s, I think I would have been. I would have been my early 30s at that point. And I thought, right, what are we going to do? So I was out Christmas shopping that year, and my son, who was preteen or early teens, he was always taller than anybody else, and he was in adult clothes, and I could not find anything which was age appropriate at that time. If you remember back to the days where all the men's t-shirts, everybody's, not even just men, the females' t-shirts as well, it was all like Rihanna in a bikini or like naked women or whatever else, all these different things on t-shirts at the time. That was the trend at the time. And I thought, I'm not putting that on a 12-year-old. And he would never have worn it anyway. So, bright spark here decided, I am going to bring out my own line of printed t-shirts, printed clothing, etc. And that's where it all started. Well, my second attempt at being in business started. So, we started off by doing t-shirts, hoodies, tote bags, things like that. I would sell them online, I would sell them at markets, I would sell them at events, Christmas events, summer events, anywhere I could get booked in to sell, I was there. I was all over the country, on market stalls at the weekends. Bearing in mind, I initially wanted to go into business to spend more time with my kids, and I ended up out every weekend. But that's how you've got to start in business, and when you're at the very, very, very beginning of your business, you've got to do everything you can to make sure you can build that business and make it profitable so that you can move forward and potentially later on bring in employees, which then means that you can maybe have certain days off, have certain times off, etc. So I had that at the back of my mind, and that was absolutely fine. And obviously I wouldn't abandon my children. They went to my mum, and if there was anything that I needed to be there for, then I just didn't work that weekend. So that was absolutely fine. We were all sorted and everybody was happy with it. And then fast forward a few years and my health started to take a dip. And this was before COVID. And I thought, well, actually, it was quite a few years before COVID. I knew my health was starting to deteriorate, my physical health. And I knew at some point I was going to have to stop physically making anything myself. By this point, I had added in a lot more products. So I was doing like car signs, like the vinyl signs for on your cars, the signage. I was doing handmade gifts. What else had I added in at the time? Frames, glassware. I was doing etching on your glasses. I was blinging everything up. Listen, you name it, and I done it. Now, I genuinely don't know how this happened, because I'm probably the least arty-farty person you'll ever find in your life. I struggle to draw a stick man. I struggle with technology at the best of times. And listen, I don't know how it happened, but anyway, it took off, it was doing well. I've not done that business, I closed that business down a good few years ago, and I still have people coming to me just now saying, can I order a print, or can I get a gift or whatever made, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I don't do it anymore. Anyway, I went too far on for you. So, a few years after I started that business up, and it was all doing well and whatever else, and I was starting to do If anybody's in the UK, I'm not sure if you get it worldwide, but you know the leavers hoodies that the kids get when they're leaving like primary school or secondary school, and it's got all the names and it's got the year and it's got the name of the school and everything else. So I had started getting regular orders for them every year, and that was fantastic. That kept me busy leading up to the summer. Then you would have summer fairs, and then once you finished the summer, you were starting to get all your Christmas stuff made and everything else. So everything was ticking over. Then we kind of knew for a long time that I potentially had arthritis. There was a lot of signs of it, and things to do with my mental health that you might hear if you ever listen to Reboot Your Thoughts podcast. You might hear about that there. We might touch on it in here, I'm not sure. So my hands were slowly stopping working properly, and it was taking me longer to make things. So I thought, well, how am I going to do this? Because I want to be in business, I want to stay in business, I want businesses to thrive. What can I do? In case you haven't noticed, if you've got a podcast, you need to be able to talk. I can talk. I can talk. I'll talk the hind legs off a donkey, if you've ever heard that expression, which means, listen, I'll talk to you until you kind of listen to me talking any longer. So, one of my friends used to always say, Aileen, you should be a counsellor. You should go into counselling. You'd be amazing at it. You're so good. You're so good with information, etc. Obviously, I've had my own experience in mental health and everything else. And I thought, you know what? It's something I'd love to do, because I've always enjoyed helping people. Love being able to give advice. Obviously, that's completely different from counselling. But you get where I'm going with this. And I like to talk. If you don't want to talk, it's all right. I'll talk for the 2 years. So, Aileen started researching how she can become a counsellor. How can she train? I also have a son who has additional needs, so I had to make sure I was going to be there for him 24/7. So that was going to be the perfect option. And that's what we've done. We set the wheels in motion so that by the time my hands decided to fully give up, in a sense, then I had something to fall back on. And luckily, just before all my training and everything finished, luckily as in I was just about to finish my training, but at that point I couldn't use my hands anymore to do anything physical, as in making things. I even struggle holding things that are heavy, etc. So it all fell in place just in time. Then we had COVID. Do you remember that time? That was a ball breaker for all of us, wasn't it? That came from nowhere. And none of us were prepared for it at all. So I was finishing up one business, trying to start another business. And I kept, so the print stroke gift business, I kept that going for a couple of years while I was building up the Reboot Sanctuary. Which was good, because obviously still had an income coming in while I was trying to get notes at the Reboot Sanctuary, etc. And everything just kind of fell into place. And I initially just started off the Reboot Sanctuary doing counselling. And it's always been either mobile, as in I come to your house, I come to your work. Sometimes I do pop-ups here and there. And sometimes I'll do them video call or phone call. It's all about what suits the person and obviously where you're based compared to where I'm based. So that was fine. And then down the line, I thought, I need more than just counselling. I need something else. What am I good at? Again, good at giving advice. And I'm good at being positive. I'm good at problem solving. So we added in life coaching. And that was great. But in case you haven't noticed, I like to have a lot of plates spinning. Don't know. I mean, potentially a wee bit of ADHD there, but we'll not diagnose ourselves with anything because we're not qualified to. So then we added in business coaching and wellness coaching. Then we added in some hands-on therapies, but I don't think they're sticking around because, as I've said, my hands don't work. I don't know why I added them in. But anyway, listen, there is sometimes where I'm able and I can do them, and that's absolutely fine. They will be there. We've got all the equipment. We've got all the means. Got all the qualifications. So why not just have them as an option, just in case? So that's fine. They'll always be there. And if I'm able, I will do them. So, then, in actual fact, let's go back a bit. Before we added in the coaching, I don't know about any of yours, but I have vision boards, if you want to call them that. I've got whiteboards, cork boards, every board you could find up on my walls. Just because, as I said at the very beginning, sometimes I forget things. So I need to be reminded. We've got bleeps coming through in the phone. We've got everything going on here. And I've always had a picture on one of my vision boards, and it's just a microphone and says podcast on it. Because I've always wanted to have a podcast. I just wasn't sure whether I was equipped for it, whether I was confident enough to do it, and whether I even knew how to do it. Because again, as I said earlier on in this episode, I am not very good with technology. But what I do have is a tech genius in my house, but there's a but comes with that. He's autistic and doesn't like to help his mum. He will help me. That's a wee bit of a joke. It's a wee bit of a joke inside the family. So he will help me, but what he says to me, he's like my parent. He'll say, "Mum, you try it first, and if you can't do it, then I'll help you." I always feel as if I'm getting into trouble. Do you know that way when just before you're about to get grounded when you're a teenager? That's the way it feels. So for, I think, 3 years, that picture was on my board. And then I thought, again, we need to bite the bullet, Aileen. You're telling everybody, well, not telling everybody, you're advising everybody, you're helping everybody else how to do what they want to do, and you've got all these things you want to do. What's stopping you? The only person stopping you is you. The same as I tell anybody else. So we bought the equipment, and the equipment sat for, I think, 3 months. I mean, part of that was because my mum was in hospital a few times. She had a few strokes, so we'll blame her. It's all her fault. It took 3 months after buying the equipment, 4 months, however long it was. I think I bought it round about February, March, and then, like I said, we started at the beginning of June. So Reboot Your Thoughts podcast was born, and I've absolutely loved it ever since. And it's just another way for me to help. So that's my kind of quick rundown of me and where I came in business. So I've been interested in business for 30 years. That'll give you a rough idea of my age. Don't come for me. Don't say anything about, don't be ageist. And then I have been in business 17 years. First came in business in 17 years, should I say. 17 years ago. And there's never been a day where I've thought, should I keep doing this? Or should I go back into employment or anything like that? Because I know this is where I get my most satisfaction from when working. Because you're doing everything for yourself. I'm just one of these people. I don't want to call myself a control freak. But I like to be able to say, I've done it all myself. I think that's a bit of that whole independent female thing we've got going on there. Probably partly because I brought up two sons, primarily on my own. So we'll do this on our own, why not? There's a running theme here, isn't there, Aileen? She likes to have an awful lot going on at the one time. So, that is a little telltale of me. And obviously, as the episodes go on, I can fill you in a bit more. But that was just a quick rundown, because this episode is more about an introduction to myself. Now, the little one, I'm trying to get my chair in a comfortable position. It's just not happening. So, let's give you a rundown of the business now. So, as I said, we have the Reboot Sanctuary and the two podcasts that go hand in hand with that. if you want to call them sister companies, whatever you want to call them. So I've got the Reboot Sanctuary, which is the main business. Then we've got Reboot Your Thoughts podcast, which was the original podcast. And now we have Reboot Your Business podcast. And let's hope this one is as successful as the other. And I hope you do listen to both. And if not, I hope you enjoy one or the other, whatever interest that you may have. So, how can I help you, and why did I bring out this podcast? This podcast is going to go hand in hand with my business coaching, potentially with the life coaching as well, it might help with, but 100% it's going hand in hand with the business coaching. Now, obviously, there's only so much that I can help with on a podcast. I can't come in and revamp or whatever else your business, give it any kind of overhaul or any tweaks just by giving information out on a podcast. So that's where you might want to sign up for the business coaching. Within the business coaching, there's also the opportunity to add in any kind of wellness that you might want to add in for yourself and your employees. I'm not just here to help your business, I'm here to help you, here to try and make your life a bit easier and your business a lot bigger. And how do we do that? Well, first of all, you need to be 100% honest with yourself and with me about 1, what's going on with your business, 2, where you think things might need tweaked. If you don't know, say you don't know. That's what we're here for. And 3, this is the one, right? Try. I say try because you can't say 100% without knowing what I'm going to say to you. Try not to take offence with anything that might be said to you. And it's not that I'm brutal, but I'm Scottish. There's no point in me pussyfooting about things when it comes to business, because that's not going to help you or your business. There's no point in me saying, well, maybe you might want to do this, or have you thought about, and being tiptoeing round about things and walking on eggshells, because again, that just prolongs the agony for you and your business. The best thing that I can do is come in, have a look, have a chat, whatever, or if you don't want that one-on-one support, you can just sign up for our membership, the membership within the Reboot Sanctuary, where you can either pay monthly, pay yearly, however you want to pay it, and you can just jump on the group business Zoom calls. There will be option to add in the odd check-in with yourself, maybe monthly or however it might be. Like I say, that part of it's still being tweaked at the minute. We're still putting all the packages together. So there's going to be a variety of different packages that are available. Previously, all my business coaching was just a kind of pay-as-you-go, if you want to say it like that. And you basically booked an appointment by appointment. But that isn't going to suit everybody, especially in business, because you need to know where you stand and you need to know, and you might not just need that one appointment per week, per month or however. You might want additional. So there will be weekly Zoom calls. There will be monthly Zoom call options. There will be an option for me to do a quick look about your business. If you're doing a sort of one-to-one package. That's just a few things. Obviously, there's going to be a lot more than that. We can speak to your employees. We can see if there's anything there that might need tweaked. And I'm not saying get rid of any employees, but see if the role is right for them. Things like that. Are you doing what's right for you within your business? And what I mean by that is, are you looking after yourself? We can look at that as well. Mental health is a big thing in business, because we all know that business can be stressful. So I can also keep an eye on your mental health. And listen, we work as a team. It's not going to be the Reboot Sanctuary versus whatever your business is, or Ailing versus whoever you are that wants to book in with me. It's going to be us working together. And that's the only way that anything's going to work, is if we do work together. I'm not going to say we'll always agree on things, but do you agree with everything with your husband, your wife, your partner, your mum, your dad, your children? No. Life isn't that simple. And that's when we have a conversation. If I say something you don't agree with, you tell me, we have a conversation. If you say something I don't agree with, we have a conversation. And we meet in the middle maybe, or maybe we realise that you're right, or I'm right, or nobody's right, and we start again. So what's the point in having a business coach if you've been in business for, say, 20 years? That's a very good question, and there's different answers for it depending on your business and your business situation. Are you up to date with the way people run business, or the way people see business, the way people buy in business? Are you approaching your right audience? Are you looking at the way the new generation look? I spoke about influencers at the beginning. Have you ever considered influencers? Do you see influencers as a part of business or not? Not every business will need an influencer. Not every business wants an influencer. And that's absolutely fine. You need to excuse me. We have all been ill this week with the flu. Man flu, woman flu, anybody flu. And I'm finding it hard to catch a breath. So, that's because I think as Scottish people, we like to talk fast. I don't think there's an option. I think it's just in our DNA. We'd like talk 100 mile an hour. If I'm saying anything you don't understand, let me know and I'll rectify my problem. I mean, I can't fix this because it's already recorded, but I may be able to do it better in another episode. What's the best fitting for you when it comes to business coaching? Is it in person, over the phone, video call, group sessions, one-to-one, a bit of both? Would you rather I spoke to your HR department? Would you rather I spoke to you or a line manager within? You decide all that. That you essentially employ me to do a job, and you dictate who I can speak to, who I can't speak to. Obviously, as I've said, I live in Glasgow. So if you live in Australia, I can still help you, but it will primarily be over Zoom for obvious reasons. It's not as easy to just hop on a plane to go to Australia as it is to go to London, for example, or to drive through to Edinburgh. So I can help people worldwide, but it may be a slightly different setting. Obviously, I will work to your schedule, and we just make it. We will make everything work. If you've got any questions to ask me before you book me in, that's absolutely fine. Before I take on any clients, I do a one-to-one phone consultation with them. I do it with both my coaching clients and my therapy clients, because there's no point in me putting you in and I'm not equipped to help you. I'm not going to take anybody on who I'm going to make your business worse, because that's not good for me. It's not a good profile for me, and it's not good for you either. You're looking for a business coach to help your business and to help you, and I'm looking for businesses that I can help and also that are going to give me good reviews. In a sense, there's no point in me taking somebody on, I can't help you, and then you're going to put a one-star review online for me. That's not going to benefit my business at all. So, it's essentially businesses helping businesses, isn't it? If you want to kind of get right down to the nitty gritty, my business is going to help your business. Within me helping your business, you're helping my business, because sometimes it's word of mouth, sometimes it's online reviews, sometimes people just fall at your feet, fall onto your lap. pardon if you want to use that expression. One of the things that I notice a lot is business owners getting burnout. When I say burnout, it's you try and take on too much on your own. You end up stressed. You don't share, whether it be with your work colleagues, your family, your partner, your friends. If you're under stress at work, if you've got any money worries, and I get, because it can be quite a difficult conversation to have, and it's once you say the words, you can't take them back. So that's another burden that we can take off. If you don't want it, if you're not at the point where you want to tell your nearest and dearest, bring your coach in and see if they can advise. See what they can do for you. Anyway, I don't want to make this all about a sales tactic as such. This was more just about an introduction to... introduction about how ailing wrecks the place. I've just dropped my phone. Well, I never dropped it. It was sitting on a thing and it fell. I think I might have a ghost. Yeah, so this episode was just an introduction to ailing, an introduction to the Reboot Sanctuary, Reboot Your Business podcast, and Reboot Your Thoughts podcast, if you might be interested in that. But primarily, Reboot Your Business podcast and the Reboot Sanctuary. And obviously me, because I am my business and my business is me, essentially. We can work together. We have many nuggets of information to give out throughout. If you want to just listen to the podcast and find out about business that way, that's absolutely fine. If you want to listen to the podcast and jump on one of the business coaching programs, that's absolutely fine. And if you want to do any of the one-to-one business coaching, that's absolutely fine as well. Whatever you decide, and your decisions can be changed throughout. So if you decide initially, I want to do the one-to-one program, and then down the line you think, no, do you know what? I've got enough information from the one-to-one, I think I'll jump on the group one. That's absolutely fine, we just change that up for you. We're very flexible, we're very easygoing at the Reboot Sanctuary. I know how hard it can be, and I don't want to make your life any more difficult, so we come and go with people. We try and help as much as possible. We're very accessible, as in you can contact us if you've got any questions with in between appointments and things like that, or if you're unsure about something. But yeah, I just love business. I love numbers, I love figures, I'm a bit geeky when it comes to that, when it comes to that side of things. Definitely not when it comes to technology. That's my son's, that's his bag. I'll go in and I'll discreetly ask him a question and see if I get an answer. Sometimes I just get a roll of the eye, but that's teenagers for you, isn't it? But how do you make business work when it comes to your family? Have you figured that one out? Are you just at the start of your business journey and you're unsure where you're going, what you're doing, how you're getting suppliers and all these different things? How are you getting money in? Where are you going to be based? Hit me up. We can help. It is so, so stressful. And I think when you're selling a product, especially, obviously, when I first went into business, like I said at the beginning, when I was working with Ann Summers, I was selling a product at that point. And then my first sole business for myself, I was again selling products. But you're not just selling the product, you're also selling yourself, in a sense, because if your customer doesn't like you, doesn't matter how much they like your product, they're not going to buy it. But if they do like you and they're not sure about the product, you've got more chance of them buying it. So you are your business and your business is you. But when you're selling a product, I think we automatically think, oh, I need to have this big massive shop, and I need to have a storefront, and I need to have, and I need to be here, and I need to be there, and I need to be everywhere. And you overthink. Sit back, chill, take 5 minutes, 5 weeks, 5 months, because you do not want to jump into anything and then regret it. especially a shop front, because the majority of shop fronts that you're going to take on are going to have a huge lease. They're going to be a huge financial outlay from beginning, and you may jump into something too quick. So just take some time out to have a wee think about things. Aileen is here. Aileen is here to help. Don't worry, don't worry. We'll go in. Again, all these different things that I've touched on this episode, they will be spoken about individually in their own episodes throughout. I sit and think about sometimes, because I've kind of gave you a little hint of what age I am by telling you that it was about 30 years ago I first started getting interested in business, and obviously told you roughly what age I was then. So I think about the future and when it comes to kind of retirement age, and I genuinely at the minute, although my full body's falling apart and I feel as if it's shutting down sometimes, I genuinely at the minute still enjoy business so much where I don't want to stop at any point. But then I also want to grow my business enough where it may be something that my boys want to get interested in later on. I mean, one son already has his own career, the other son's about to start college, so they have their own thing going on. But it's not to say that your business can't flourish later down the line with employees and still have a revenue or still have something that you're going to leave for your kids. So it's all these different things. It's not just about having business, and it's not just about having a successful business, and it's not just about the X, Y, Z or whatever. It's also about you being proud of you and potentially leaving something for your children, whether it be it's just the money that's in the bank when you can no longer help your kids or whatever, or whether it be you actually leave a business for if your children want to go and work within that business. You may want to employ your children just now if potentially they're interested in the same sector as you, or they might be unsure, so they might come and work with you just to have a wee feel about it and see. So there's many different things to do with business that isn't just about the whole business talk. There's lots of little curves and corners and roundabouts, hills, mountains that we might endure over time. I don't like to get stressed. I try not to be a stress head. I always try and make things a bit kind of easygoing, flowing. Obviously, we all have our moments, but there's no point in getting stressed about anything. It doesn't fix it. It makes you feel as if the issue has just got 100 times worse. Makes you lose focus. So again, these are all things that we talk about during coaching sessions. But yeah, so that all being said, again, just to reiterate, my name is Aileen. I am based in Glasgow, although I help people worldwide. My business is The Reboot Sanctuary. You can find it online. It's thereBootSanctuary.com. We have now brought out Reboot Your Business podcast, and the initial podcast that we brought out last year is Reboot Your Thoughts podcast. And they can all be found everywhere. You can get them on Amazon, you can get them on Spotify, at what do you call it, Apple, anywhere that you can find a podcast. You can find me. We're also on YouTube. Now, what I will say is the podcast will primarily be audio only, purely because all the kind of coaching side of it, there'll be a lot of videos to do with that. Don't want to jump scare you too much, you know. And yeah, that's how it's all going to work. So you can have a wee look on there. Like I said, we're still tweaking the website at the minute because we are doing a full overhaul. So a lot of the information to do with the business coaching won't fully be on until either the end of this week or next week. Just depends how quick we can get all the packages written up and whatever else. We may also have some workbooks coming. That's a little announcement that I wasn't going to announce, but yeah. I don't know when they're coming. I'm still working on them as well. But so there's a lot, there is a lot going to be happening, and today might just be the day that you think, do you know what, that's for me. It might be 6 months down the line you think, need a wee bit of help or a wee bit of advice. Now, again, you don't have to jump on any of the programmes. You can do the one-to-one, or you can do one of the programmes, you can do the memberships, etc. But whatever works for you, you make that decision. If it's only the podcast you need for now, come along for the journey. Hopefully you get some advice that helps you. Hopefully you enjoy my dulcet tones. And yeah, if you've got any questions for me, we have Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. You can message me on either of them. You can email myself at rebootyourbusinesspodcast@gmail.com, or you can go onto the website, thereebootsanctuary.com, and you can fill out the contact form and I can be in touch as soon as possible. I do try and message back. Anybody that gets in touch, we try and get back to you that day. If not, it will be within 24 hours. But we do try and get back to you as soon as possible. So yes, as I said, I have had the flu for the last week and I'm struggling to breathe this week, but I did not want to miss putting this episode out again. Not again, but obviously we changed the date of it coming out because of we're tweaking the website. So I just wanted to make sure it was out in time, get everything out the way. If you have any questions, just get in touch, and hopefully we can all work together. You might make some friends within the coaching. You might make some business partners. Listen, you never know who you might end up meeting if you jump on any of the programmes. But there'll be no negativity. Everything's got to be positive. And yeah, we should all be there for each other. The other thing I should tell you is, within the coaching programmes, whether it be you do the one-to-one, the group coaching, or the pay-as-you-go coaching, there is a private Facebook group. So as soon as you sign up for any of the business coaching, you will be added to that if you're on Facebook. But yeah, welcome. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it wasn't too all over the place for you. We all know that sometimes we start talking about one thing and we might go into something else and then go back to something. Or is that just me? That could just be a me thing, because I'm very blonde sometimes. You will get to know that as you go on. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed. I hope you stay along for the journey, whether it be the podcast journey or the coaching journey, whatever it might be. And I really do hope I speak to some of you soon, or all of you. It would be lovely to speak to all of you. But for now, I am going to go. I'm going to leave it at that. This episode, well, is obviously out because you're listening to it. There will be new episodes every Monday at 7 a.m. And yeah, you can subscribe. You can press the follow buttons. You can do all the things. Again, that's too technical for me. So I'm going to leave that for the tech geeks to figure out. It's definitely not my thing to figure out. I just go on to like YouTube, or I go and I follow on, subscribe on there. I go on to Amazon Music and I'll follow on there. And some of the platforms are better at sending you notifications than other platforms. But again, that's too technical for me. So if you keep an eye on the social medias pages, I will hopefully always put up when there's a new episode out. Sometimes if life takes over, business takes over, we don't always get the post put up on time. But we aim to get it put up as soon as the episode goes out, or just before it goes out. But we all know what it's like in business. Things take over. But for now, I am going to go and start my working week. And I hope to see all your lovely faces soon and hear from you. Take care and have a successful business week. Bye bye.